This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Welcome back to The Drive Show here on 98.9 FM. We have a very special guest. We're kicking off our Mount Cutha Songwriters interviews. Pepper, how are you?
Oh, a bit sweltering today, but otherwise great.
Yes, it is a bit hot. Tell us about you and your music.
So I've been mostly full-time for about 8 years. Forgot that this was what I was meant to be doing for most of my life. And then I went to my first Woodford Folk Festival, New Year's 2013-14, and remembered. And so 2 weeks later, I quit all three of my jobs and I've been trying to play gigs and write songs since then. Just kind of folky stuff. Me and my little mate and guitar, pouring our little heart out.
Well, I guess you got to take a risk sometimes. It's not always the easiest industry.
Yeah.
What do you love most about Mount Cutha Songwriters Festival?
I have to be really honest and say I've never been.
Oh.
This will be my first year being involved and it's not even physically going, but that's okay.
Well, I guess what are you excited about then?
Yeah, normally I love the lineup like Cameron Milford, Danny Whittacombe, and so a bunch of my favourites are always there. I'm looking forward to the diversity and how cramming so many people into a four-hour, which isn't possible live and on stage, can be... It's hopefully a more bountiful experience for people who want to tune in and hear two songs from a bunch of different artists.
Have you done many live streams like this before?
No. No, I've done a few little daggy ones early on in COVID, just of my own stuff, but that's kind of pretty standard. So I haven't been involved in an online festival yet. So this will be my first one.
Well, it'll be very exciting for you. Tell us how we can tune in to the festival.
Through the Facebook page, Mount Cutha Songwriting Festival Facebook.
Awesome. Well, we'll all be tuned in. How have you been keeping busy during COVID?
I bought a business, a carbon neutral CD printing, vinyl pressing kind of thing. That's who I got my CDs printed with the 5 or 6 years I've been releasing music. So that keeps me a little bit busy, and I live on a farm out west of Toowoomba.
Oh, wow.
So I'm kind of a retired agronomist. That's one of the jobs I had when I gave it up, which is like a crop doctor. So I will be checking my dad's cotton this year.
So did you come all the way out here today from Toowoomba?
Yeah, west of Toowoomba.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sorry I'm late. There we go. I got to put that on air.
No, well, thank you so much for coming all the way out to talk to me and to tell all our listeners about Mount Cutha Songwriters Festival. We might set up and get you play a song for us. Welcome back to The Drive Show here on 98.9 FM. Now we've got Pepper Jane with us. What's this next song about?
This song happened really quickly. About 5 years ago, I was leaving a mate's place in the middle of the night. Everyone else was asleep. I picked up my guitar and turned out the light. And the last thing I did was pick my keys up off the counter. And I made this chilling kind of, you know, crunchy, obnoxious noise. I've never been able to do that in an interview before. That was cool. And so I got back to where I was staying and just wrote this song about the sound of keys and how, because it's a bit of a chilling kind of thing for me, I guess. It signifies someone's about to leave, or it's dogs like it because it's like, oh, we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's all this is about.
Awesome.
It's cool.
Take it away.
Don't pick up your keys. It makes the sound that you're about to leave. It's been days since I've been home. One of us has been there, but we've both been alone. It's such a final noise, like the dice have finished rolling. Objection lost his voice, and the cards are done with folding. But you're still here. Don't touch them, don't dangle them around. Just leave them where I left them the last time that I left them. Please don't pick up your keys. No, please don't pick up your keys.
Don't look at me now, my bride. I don't think she'd stand it. I'd open out my arms, but I'd still be empty-handed. But you're still here. Don't touch them, don't dangle them around. Just leave them where I left them the last time that I left them. Please, don't pick up your keys. No, please, don't pick up your keys. Don't pick up. Don't pick up. That makes a sound. You're about to. That makes the sound that you're about to. It makes the sound that you're about to. It makes the sound that you're about to.
Wow, that's amazing. Your voice is amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing that for us today. And thank you so much for coming all the way in to see us.
It's a pleasure. It's been a little while. I'm happy to be back on 98.9.
Well, thank you so much. We'll be back after this.